Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss on the way here tonight. 10 reasons, according to, actually, I don't know what the source is, Daryl.
Thought Catalog.
10 reasons, according to Thought Catalog, as to why you should not support the Free the Nipple movement. And I am prepared to be very critical of these reasons. I have not read them, though, so it'll be catching me unprepared here. We'll see what they are, because I think the Free the Nipple movement is a great idea. I, having participated in Topless Tuesdays in the past here in Keene, there is going to be another topless event that's happening here in New Hampshire and all around the world, actually. That's gotopless.org, I think, is behind it. And by the way, with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
So I want to get into some of those reasons here in a moment, but also very disturbing story I came across today, actually, on the Financial Times. But since the Financial Times locks down all of their web access after you viewed something one time, I can't go back to the Financial Times article that I had wanted to share.
Ooh.
So, hold on. Did you try opening in a private browser?
I didn't try that,
no. Did you try a false email address?
No, I didn't try that. I just tried the search for the topic on Google News and find a different source.
Nice.
So, that works too. The Guardian will let us have access to their news.
Yay,
so
Guardian.
Let's share it from theguardian.com, where Russia is introducing an incinerate on-site law for banned EU food products. And they are already incinerating food in Russia, apparently. This is news to me. It's just one of the craziest stories I've heard of.
I thought they'd been doing that for decades.
Apparently, they probably have.
No, back during this Cold War, they didn't actually have food, so they could not have incinerated it.
Well, apparently they want to go back to those old days where they don't have food or enough food anymore. Russia has stepped up its battle against Parmesan cheese, Danish bacon, and other European delicacies.
Well, what is Danish bacon?
I don't know. You'll never find out if you live in Russia, apparently, if they get their way.
Is it like a sweet kind of bacon? Because, you know, we all love Danishes.
I couldn't tell you. You'll have to look up that on your own. Announcing that it plans to incinerate contraband shipments on the border as soon as they are discovered. Last year, Russia banned cheese, meat, and vegetable imports from the EU and other countries who have imposed sanctions on the country over its actions in Ukraine, a move which has hit the agricultural sectors of many European countries, but has also restricted choice in Russia and, of course, driven up food prices.
Now, here's something that we're probably not hearing about because, you know, the media doesn't want you to know about it. The sanctions that the U.S. has against Russia, if anything is being shipped in from Russia, I'm guessing U.S. Customs is destroying that.
So it seems like a fair guess. Are there sanctions against Russia?
Yes.
The U.S.? Okay.
There have been for several years because of perceived aggression in Ukraine and the annexation of Crimea.
There's actually a lot of stories about this. Vice News also has a piece about how Russia is destroying tons of Western food. So don't let the first paragraph in this Guardian story throw you off. It's not that they're planning to incinerate contraband shipments. The plans are they're going to incinerate them on the border. So right now they're already incinerating tons of food. It's just it sounds like they're shipping the food to a incineration facility. And now to make their incinerating of food more efficient, they want to pass a law that will allow them to do it at the actual border checkpoints.
This isn't really new for Russia because I have cousins that have been missionaries in Russia for years, and they tell all kinds of stories about how Russia really doesn't really does not like a lot of the Western ideas, doesn't like a lot of the Western foods. It's, you know, sometimes it can be very hard to incorporate Western whatever you want into your Russian life. So.
It's insane. You know, there are hungry people in the world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people who are having a tough time getting a meal at the end of the day. And here you have Russia just burning food, tons and tons of food.
So apparently Danish bacon is an actual brand of bacon from Denmark.
President Vladimir Putin signed the decree ordering the destruction of food, which breaches the sanctions last week. With the law due to come into force officially on Thursday, the products must be destroyed in front of witnesses, and the act should be captured on video to supposedly preclude corruption. According to footage shown on state television, authorities have already begun the process. Quote, an operation to liquidate dozens of tons of contraband pork has taken place, said a news anchor on Tuesday evening, followed by footage of triumphant customs officials apparently unveiling a huge consignment of Ukrainian pork fat that was actually a Danish product with fake labels. Around 35 tons of pork. 35 tons. Of pork. How many people could be fed with 35 tons of pork?
A bunch.
In blue containers, were thrown into incinerators. Yulia Milano, spokesperson for the Russian Food Standards Watchdog, said 114 kilograms of pork product with Brazilian labeling was seized on the border with Kazakhstan after customs authorities determined the probable origin was an EU country. It was ground down to make livestock feed. Well, at least in that case, it didn't completely go to waste.
That's not.
So it's interesting that, you know, people in Russia are demanding food. They want to eat.
Yes.
And so the manufacturers in the EU are apparently willing to take some level of risk and relabel their product to try to make it look like it's coming from a country that can legally do business with Russia, in this case, Brazil. But yet they're somehow being ferreted out. An online petition calling on the Kremlin to rethink the law has been signed by more than 170,000 people. So apparently this is relatively recent. The decree ordering the destruction of food was signed last week by Vladimir Putin. An online petition calling the Kremlin to rethink the law says it's grotesque to destroy food in a country where millions still live below the poverty line. The petition asks, why should we destroy food that we could use to feed war veterans, pensioners, the disabled, families with many children?
Orphans. There's so many orphanages in Russia. Again, I also know this from my cousins. It's just, hearing this destroy, it just makes
it's horrifying.
Sick.
People, they could also help people who've suffered from natural disasters. Putin's spokesperson, however, Dmitry Peskov, said the president had signed the law, and that meant discussion was over on the topic for now. Ha! We will be incinerating this food until further notice. Russians are still allowed to bring Parmesan and other banned items into the country themselves if it's for personal use. The government has said the ban will give Russian manufacturers a chance to enter the market and shine. But local producers, well, look, if you can't enter the marketplace in a local area, right, where your shipping is more efficient because you're there, your manufacturing center is there, your trucks are there, they don't have to go across the EU to make a delivery. If you can't compete with somebody in Denmark or wherever, and you're in Russia, it's not the not protectionism that's going to help you all of a sudden get into the game. I mean, don't local manufacturers, absent regulations putting them at a disadvantage, don't they have just a natural advantage in the marketplace when it comes to selling food, a product that needs to be kept cold in a lot of cases? It needs, you know, certain conditions in order to ship properly.
So there's one thing that you said that I don't think applies in Russia. You said absent regulations.
Right.
And I seriously doubt that they're not putting severe regulations on small businesses in Russia.
I believe that they are, but, you know, here they are claiming that getting rid of their EU competition is going to help them. It doesn't seem like they're really jumping or chomping at the bit to enter the marketplace. So maybe there are terrible regulations keeping them out. Anyway, more on the story from The Guardian. Food is not the only sector to suffer According to the piece from the 10th of August, there will be increased checks on Dutch flowers arriving in Russia, following claims that some of them contained bugs and parasites. So they are just cracking down on anything coming from the EU.
And one other thing, you have to have money to make money.
That's true.
So yeah. That also would put a small business at a disadvantage.
There's more on the way here about the crackdown in Russia, but the grocery stores in Russia aren't the only ones in the world that are suffering. Venezuela, things are definitely not getting better there either. We'll come back with more here. It's Free Talk Live, 855.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I don't think there's any real opinion that someone could have about this story besides this is insane. Yes. I mean, I can't imagine there's anyone out there who supports destroying tons of food. But that's what's going on in Russia. You can also share your thoughts. Maybe something else like this is happening in the world. I mean, I'm sure Russia's not the only power-mad group of politicians that is putting food to the incinerators. But it's happening, and there's a story over on TheGuardian.com, also Vice.com, where Vice is reporting that Russian officials took steamrollers and tractors to tons of seized cheese, fruit, and other imported edibles on Thursday to mark a year of retaliatory sanctions against Western foods. So the Guardian article said that Putin signed some sort of bill last week authorizing this, but it sounds like it's actually been going on for longer than that. So I'm not really sure what the legal
status
is.
Maybe there has been always protests against Western foods, but now it just became law, perhaps.
There have been sanctions for about a year.
Meaning where that Russia will confiscate and destroy food.
Russia put sanctions against the EU and the U.S. after the U.S. and EU put sanctions on Russia, mm-hmm. saying we're freezing bank accounts of these businessmen and other people and all this other stuff because of perceived aggression against Ukraine. And then for the annexation of Crimea. And Russia basically said, oh, yeah, well, we see your sanctions and we raise you more sanctions. You can't import stuff to us now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can't help us feed hungry people, apparently, either, as the country's poor suffer under the fallout of Russia's recent recession and badly performing ruble. President Vladimir Putin issued a decree to destroy the banned imports from countries that imposed sanctions on Russia as the conflict in Ukraine continues. According to the Associated Press, the move was met with resistance from protesters who created a petition calling for the goods to be donated to the country's needy instead, which have been particularly affected by the sanctions that have steeply shot up the price of goods. Gee, what do you know when you're not doing business with the entire world, when the entire of the globe is not at your fingertips as far as being able to provide competitive prices and stocks of food, well, gee, there are fewer prices or fewer choices in the market, so therefore prices are going to rise.
Bernie Sanders would love it there.
Because he's an isolationist?
Well, no, because he says that you don't need 23 choices of deodorant. And choice is bad.
So Bernie should be able to decide what your deodorant smells like.
Right, so he would love it in Russia where you don't have choice of products.
Let's see, do I want some rain or do I want clear sky flavored deodorant?
You don't get that choice, apparently.
You get deodorant. You're way too young to remember the generic food aisle of the grocery store.
Yeah,
Ian, do you
remember,
this aisle?
There was a place called Cash and Carry down in the southeast.
Oh, I've heard of Cash and Carry. I've never been in it, though.
Right, but no, when I was a kid, there was this movement, basically, you know, like a generic food movement, to where all of the packages just had very plain packages.
There were beans on it.
No, yeah, it would just say, like, green beans.
Oh, something you'd see in the movies because they don't want to pay, like, you know, Nestle for sponsoring their bottled water.
They did that in Repo Man, actually.
Yeah, they did do that.
And there was an aisle. It was the generic food aisle to where everything without a name brand, and it would just say, like, cereal.
Not even the store's own private label?
That's correct.
Wow.
It was, you know, like, from what I remember, it was just like either a white or a brown box with, like, black lettering on it.
Wow.
And would just say whatever it was. And people did not shop in that aisle, even though the stuff was a lot cheaper because, well, I know what this is. I know, you know, that the Kraft brand is good. This thing that just says, you know, elbow noodles with cheese, I have no clue what that tastes like.
Right.
It probably tastes like cardboard.
Well, it's most of the time when it comes to private label stuff, and that product is still private label. It just doesn't have a brand associated with it.
They didn't put a name on it. So, you know, like,
right,
now,
so it's not Kroger or something like that.
Yeah,
it's just,
you go to Walmart now, it's great value. Like, it didn't even say that. It just said,
elbow macaroni with cheese.
That is so bizarre. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that since probably the, mid-90s or something like that. I don't remember the last
probably
time
Probably late
that.
80s, early 90s.
So at least 9 metric tons of contraband cheese were crushed in the Belgorod region on Thursday. This is Russia again. Meanwhile, authorities are preparing to incinerate 20 metric tons of cheese in St. Petersburg and destroy 60 metric tons of tomatoes and peaches in Smolensk. I mean, this is just unbelievable. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. The Financial Times piece that I initially had seen about this says apparently there are thugs, like roving miscreants, essentially, who are like on the side of the government. I suspect they're the same people who are targeting gay people in Russia, because as you may know, it's illegal to basically be gay in Russia.
Right.
And so there are thugs, these sort of skinhead punks. They'll go around and mess with anybody and attack physically anybody that they perceive to be gay. I bet you these are the same kind of fools, you know, this Hitler Youth gang. They're actually going into supermarkets. They're looking to try to find products from the EU in the supermarkets so they can rat out the supermarkets in Russia. That's what's happening there.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the government says you can't have these things. And so there's these little snitch squads going around actually trying to see if those products are on the shelf anywhere.
What would be the Russian equivalent of Merca?
Apparently those
Mother
guys.
Russia?
Whoever they are. What's that?
Mother Russia?
Mother Russia!
Yeah, but there's going to be some translation for that. We need to get Yuri in here. He could help us with that. We've actually got a guy here in New Hampshire who's on asylum, basically. He sought asylum in the United States from being persecuted over in Russia. It's an interesting character. So more here from Vice. Russia first banned many Western imports, including cheese, fruits, and vegetables last August in response to the sanctions imposed by those EU countries and the U.S. over the annexation of Crimea and its involvement in supporting pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine's east. Russian lawmakers last month extended the ban on Western foods for another year. So this is going to go on for the foreseeable future. Some smugglers have found ways to bypass the retaliatory sanctions. In July, Russian customs seized nearly 460 kilograms, nearly half a metric ton, of cheese that was stuffed in the back seat and trunk of a man's car as he attempted to drive into the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad from Poland. Russians are permitted. So can you imagine? I mean, just look. This is what it's like in the U.S. when it's smuggling marijuana. You put the marijuana or the cocaine or whatever, the illegal drugs, you know, it's not uncommon for someone to shove that inside the seat of a car or, the side paneling of an automobile. But in Russia, I'm sure they are also interdicting drugs. But now they're also searching people's cars because they want to find stashed cheese inside the seats. That's actually what's happening. 855-450-FREE. And that's another indictment about how bad the scene is for Russian cheese manufacturers. The cheese in Russia is so bad that people are risking life and limb to smuggle in cheese from the EU. 850, because I imagine the jail sentences aren't light on this either, right? You're violating sanctions. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill?
Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe you think protectionism is a good idea, because there probably are some people out there who, on one hand, might be shocked at this news about Russia incinerating dozens of tons of various different food product that had been attempted to be brought into their country to feed people. They're just, you know, crushing it with bulldozers, putting it in incinerating units, and now they're actually talking about building remote incinerators where they can have them at their border checkpoints, and then they can just shove food in there all day long that they're confiscating from various different people due to the various restrictions. Now, to be fair, maybe this wouldn't be happening had the United States and the EU not put sanctions on Russia in the first place. This is a response to that. It's a counterproductive, horrifying, destructive response. But nonetheless, it is certainly true that violence begets violence, or in this case, restrictions beget more restrictions, meaning people get poorer because they have fewer choices in the marketplace. And don't think they're going to stop at just food product. We'll continue on with the latest on these restrictions here in moments, but maybe you support them. Maybe you think that, hey, Russia's doing the right thing. We ought to do that more here in the United States. We need to lock down those borders and stop all those products from coming in here. That way, American manufacturers have a chance to flourish. Because that's what they're saying here. That's the excuse from the Russian government, is that, well, if we stop all of the tons of food from coming into the country, Well, then the Russian folks will just step up the their game.
Okay, I can give you one reason why people in the U.S. will not want to destroy all imported food.
Oh, I can think of several.
Coffee.
Because it all comes from outside of the U.S., almost all of it?
The vast majority comes from outside the U.S.
Well, clearly they'll make exceptions for some things, Daryl. Certain politically connected companies will be allowed to, in this future with the protectionism, politically protected food product categories and manufacturers will, of course, be allowed in because the politicians also have to have their coffee. But, you know,
so as long as the politician wants it, it's okay to have.
Yes, well,
that's why tobacco and alcohol are not illegal.
Yeah, it certainly helps to have a politician on your side when it comes to these matters. Hey, you know what? Wherever it is you are in the world, as long as sanctions aren't affecting you, you can probably use Purse to buy things on Amazon. So go to purse.freetalklive.com if you want to save, say, 20%, 25% on your favorite products. Whatever it is you're planning on buying, maybe you'd like to save that kind of money. Well, if you don't, you can always go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy straight through Amazon that way. We'll get a cut. But if you want to save big money, then go to purse.freetalklive.com, and you will save big. That's what I've been doing for the last more than half a year. I've been buying everything I buy through Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your purchase prices. And once you go through purse.freetalklive.com once, you don't have to go through again. Once you've signed up through that link, you can go through their regular site and use Bitcoin to buy things on Amazon. That's the catch. That's how you get 20%+ off over at purse.freetalklive.com. As we continue here in the studio, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
More about this incinerating madness going on in Russia. I'm switching back over to the story from The Guardian just for a little bit of a follow-up. So we know they're incinerating, according to Vice.com, dozens of tons of various different products, 40, 60 tons, tomatoes, cheese, 20 tons of cheese, just all kinds of things that people could have used to feed themselves, 114 kilograms of pork product with Brazilian labeling, and much more.
I'm just trying to think of how big of a pizza you could make with the tomatoes and the cheese and the pork products.
I don't know. It's hard to really fathom what even a ton of food would look like, let alone...
Yeah.
Let alone 20 tons or 40 tons of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That would definitely wind up being the Guinness Book of World Record world's largest pizza if they would make it, though.
Yeah, I guess it would be finding an oven that would be the trickiest part of that. So there's more, though. It's not just food that the Russian government wants to put a stop to from coming into the country and providing people with choices. They also want to stop Dutch flowers. They say in a news bulletin, this is the government's own bulletin, on their, I believe, their state TV or whatever. Now all Dutch flowers will be examined with a microscope at the border. They claim that some of these Dutch flowers have contained bugs and parasites. The Russian flower growers will be given their chance to develop their market, said the news bulletin.
How in the world can they grow flowers in Russia? Isn't it like cold, like 9 months out of the year?
Russia is huge.
That's true.
I'm making a joke, but
it does get cold.
Yeah, and stays cold for a very long time.
But that's why they have indoor growing, you know, hydroponic operations,
greenhouses,
yes.
I'm not sure. Greenhouses are probably a Western thing. They probably won't allow greenhouses.
Really?
I don't know. No, I'm trying to make a joke.
Well, it's not funny because the Russian guys are crazy. I mean, there's... Like,
I agree.
You know, it's just, I don't know much about Russia. And much of what I hear is not very fun at all. It sounds like in a lot of places it's still a very, very awful place, especially if you're gay or you like cheese or other food.
Or Danish bacon.
Or tomatoes, right, for some weird reason. Tomatoes are horrible unless they're in sauce.
Oh, you don't like tomatoes?
Oh, tomatoes are terrible.
Only if they're in sauce.
Oh, I love tomatoes.
I can't stand tomatoes.
And, like, I can't... like, be able to taste the texture of the tomato.
Really?
So like, if there's a chunk of tomato...
So you can have red sauce. So what you can say is you can have red sauce on, like, spaghetti, marinara sauce, or whatever.
As long as it's completely, like, pureed or...
Yeah, I even like salsa, but I'm with Daryl. I can't stand the texture. Like, it makes me sick.
Wow. All right. Well, going on here about the flowers, a further set of bans is under discussion which would restrict the import of a number of medical items. Because, you know, we don't really need any of those medical items from outside of the country. We could make all of our x-ray machines, tampons, and condoms. That's what they're proposing banning.
Wait, tampons and condoms are medical machines?
Apparently, the proposals first suggested by the Ministry of Trade and Industry on Tuesday have not yet been sent to the Kremlin, but have already been met positively by some Russian officials. So we don't know if this part's going to go into play, but it might. Here's their reasoning for banning the import of condoms. It would quote, this from the Russia top medical official, the former top medical official, Gennady Onishenko. Quote, a ban on the import of condoms would make Russian people more disciplined, more strict, and discriminating in the choosing partners, and maybe would do a favor to our society by helping to solve demographic problems.
What?
Like,
that made so little sense. I don't know how to respond.
I know. It's hard to even imagine this is a real story, but this is real, and it's being, you know, it's appearing in multiple reputable international news sources. So, we've seen that be the case, right? Just take away methods of birth control from people, and all of a sudden, everybody just gets real strict in how they have sex with people, and they're very choosy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they start using the rhythm method.
Yeah,
and
the withdrawal method.
You know what they call people that use the rhythm method? Parents.
Future parents.
Future parents. Womp womp.
Oh, God. All right. So Russia has one of the world's fastest growing HIV epidemics, by the way. Following a mixture of outrage and amusement on social networks, the ministry clarified that only government purchases of condoms would be affected, which account for just 2% of the market in the country. So it's not as bad as it initially seemed yet.
Yeah. Wow.
Or should I say yet?
Yet. That would be no, but yeah.
855 450 free. So that's the story there. They're literally destroying all kinds of products and making life more difficult. Look, it's not helpful to shut off trade. It's not good
for the people.
Your
life's not difficult. You now just have to make choices and be discriminating.
Well, apparently you have fewer choices now when it comes to what to eat if you're in Russia. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This whole protection stuff, stopping products from outside of a country from coming in to compete, it just impoverishes people. Less choice is not a good thing. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you think I'm wrong about this. 855-450-FREE, and we'll check in with Venezuela's stores in a moment.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. More Free Talk Live happening now. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there's a lot that you can talk about here in the United States, but I think what's happening in the rest of the world can be very, very interesting as well. Not that we know the half of it, but every now and then we'll see an interesting story that I think is worthy of sharing, because you can take away some lessons from what's happening in other places, and you can hope that those same things don't happen here. At the very least, you can keep your eyes open and you'll know, oh, the politicians in D.C. are proposing to begin incinerating food. Well, we know what happened in Russia when they tried that. So it's instructive to learn about what happens elsewhere. And there are people in the United States who want to see more protectionism. They want to stop companies from outside of the U.S. from being able to bring in food or other products. And the whole pitch, and it sounds attractive on its face, the pitch is, well, it will strengthen America. If we take away all those other competing products from around the world, then American companies will be the ones who will be providing the cheese and the, you know, whatever, the beer or whatever the things are that are being stopped from coming in here. And it does sound attractive on its face, right? Like, well, you know, our backyard is the most important, our neighbors are the most important, and so therefore we ought to have things in the United States. And look at all the manufacturing that has left over the years because of regulatory structures and taxes and codes and, you know, requirements placed upon companies by the government. So the idea would be, well, now we can just stop things from coming in here. You know, there are obviously people who want to stop humans from coming in here. We know that. That's a fairly popular viewpoint, as expressed, I believe, by some of the people, probably all of them, on the Republican debate last night, which I didn't see more than a minute of, basically, this morning.
I think I watched about 5 minutes of it.
How did you get through that long of a time frame? It must have been grueling.
It kind of was. I watched the interaction between the not libertarian Rand Paul and the fat man Chris Christie talking about the NSA and 9/11, and then watch Donald Trump say that he would not rule out running as an independent.
You know, that was interesting, just as an aside. Like I said, I haven't seen much of anything at all from that debate. But apparently you saw that in this section of it, they'd asked all of the candidates if they would pledge to not rule or pledge to rule out basically
an independent run and wanted to make sure that everybody would be willing to just like go ahead and say, I will endorse whoever the nominee is without knowing who it's going to be. And Donald Trump, I say that he's the only honest Republican that's running.
It looks
like Donald Trump raised his hand and said, I can't say that I will endorse whoever the nominee is.
He was the only one to do that.
He was the only one
wow.
that said that. And he said, you know, like, if I don't trust the person or respect the person, then I can't say that I will not run as an independent.
So he was the only one who was willing to not say right now that they would endorse whoever the Republican choice was.
Right.
And he was the only person who would not claim that he would not run as a as an independent.
Right.
So he was the only person with the intellectual honesty to be able and the courage, I guess, you know, to come out and take a position like that. I don't care for much of what else came out of that man's mouth because, you know, he certainly wants to build a wall and he hates Mexicans and, you know, whatever. He wants to crack down on immigration. That's the only other thing I heard him say, and I'm sure the rest of the stuff that came out of his mouth was garbage, too. But just the fact that he was willing to do that, contrast him against Rand Paul. Now, of course, within the Liberty Movement, we have people promoting Rand Paul.
Hashtag stand with Rand.
Yeah, as though he's some kind of libertarian, when even Rand Paul himself will not even avail himself of that particular term.
Right. He most recently called himself a constitutional conservative.
And so you've got Rand Paul on the stage. Now, not his dad wouldn't have done this.
Right.
If Ron Paul was on the stage and Ron Paul was asked whether he would back whoever the Republican nominee would be, Ron Paul would have, and I believe he did, refuse to back that person.
Yes.
Yes.
So Ron Paul
in 08 and 2012.
Right. So Ron Paul had the intellectual honesty. So Donald Trump is more like Ron Paul in that way than Ron Paul's own son is.
Yes.
So pathetic. Rand Paul is a joke. And why anybody who loves freedom could get behind this character, the more you learn about him, you know, it's not like he's getting better. He's not like a fine wine. He's not getting better over time. It seems like he's become even more political and more wishy-washy on various different things.
There have been reports from several state chairs of the Libertarian Party that they've received telephone calls, plural, from the Rand Paul campaign, claiming that the Libertarian Party endorsed Rand Paul and that they are to hand over their membership list.
Whoa.
No such thing happened. The Libertarian Party has not endorsed Rand Paul, mm-hmm. will not endorse Rand Paul, but that has not prevented the staff of the Rand Paul 2016 campaign from making such a claim. And from what I've heard, sadly, two state chairs of the Libertarian Party, I forget the two states, but they're two out on the West Coast, I remember that, two state chairs did give the information over to the Rand Paul campaign.
Wow, that's sad.
Wow.
Yes.
It's awful.
So, of course, you're going to be running for president and are running for
yes,
president.
As a Libertarian.
As a Libertarian. They have yet to choose their official nominee. That won't happen until sometime in 2016, correct?
Memorial Day weekend 2016 in Orlando, Florida.
So I presume you're going to be there for that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
DarylWPerry.com?
Yes.
And that is the presidential campaign site.
Yes.
DarylWPerry.com. All right. Our toll-free number is 855-453. So I brought up the whole Donald Trump thing because, well, you know, he's anti-immigration or at least anti-illegal immigration and wants
right.
to crack down and wants a border wall and all that. And that's the same kind of mentality of, oh, well, we need to stop products from coming in here, too, because the idea is
not products, just the illegal products
yeah.
that we have randomly decided were illegal.
But there are some people, Daryl, who want to stop all products from other countries.
Yes.
Right? These are true isolationists. people who believe fully that everything that we could possibly need can be fulfilled by the United States manufacturing base.
Right.
And that everything should come from the United States.
Except
no matter what the cost. It does not matter what it will cost.
And some of these people don't even see their own sort of hypocrisy on their position. Because remember, I don't remember if it was several months or close to a year ago when Burger King announced, we're moving our corporate headquarters to Canada to get away from the high taxes.
They purchased Tim Hortons.
That's right.
So, you know, on the one hand, these, you know, Americans say, if you don't like our taxes and you don't like this and that, then you just leave. And Burger King said, okay. And now these same people are saying, you shouldn't be allowed to leave if you don't like our taxes. Well, which one is it? No, either if I don't like it, I should leave, or I shouldn't be allowed to leave if I don't like it.
Oh, people are just so fickle, aren't they?
Well, I mean, from their perspective, they would prefer you only do business within the United States. So they would like Burger King to stay in the United States.
Okay,
so
then, don't give the option of love it or leave it.
Right.
Just say love it or we'll beat you until you love it.
They're saying,
They're saying leave it entirely. You cannot stay here if you don't want to do business 100% in the United States. That's what, you know, these protectionists want to see happen. They don't want international companies to be here. They don't want products and services coming in from elsewhere. You know, Cuba giving people around the world an opportunity to make a better life for themselves by marketing to one of the wealthiest countries in the world. No, they don't want that. They are in this insane viewpoint that they can lock down the borders to all products and that everything's just going to be peachy. But the thing is, as they're discovering in Russia, the prices go up. When you are not, when you don't have enough competition in the marketplace, prices go up. And then, the world is a much better competitive place than just the U.S.
Look at Venezuela, to where they're essentially doing the same thing and they're running out of products. People are smuggling toilet paper
out
of Venezuela because you can get more money for it in another country. Like, it's cheaper to use the Bolivar to wipe your bottle than it is to buy toilet paper in Venezuela wipe your bottle.
It is the strong Bolivar now, so if you're going to wipe your bottom with something, it better be the strong version, right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
is the strong Bolivar 2-ply?
That's a good question. A50, maybe that should be the next version of it. 855, 453, we actually do have an update from Venezuela. We'll share that with you here in moments. Maybe you're a protectionist and you want to defend the idea of shutting down the borders to products and services. Our number is 855, 453. If so, you're in the same camp as Vladimir Putin. How's it feel? 855, 450, 3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.